Hello, and welcome to the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative to record America's family history in sound. Oral histories are one of the most personal and rewarding ways to preserve family stories. The Tell Me a Story sessions are 45-minute interviews between two people with the assistance of a trained facilitator. Participants will receive a compact disc with the full interview. A copy will be archived at the Midwest Genealogy Center and, with permission, later made available to the public. And now, another story.
Good afternoon. This is June 12, 2012. I am Willard Welch, a drum alumni from 1958, and I'm here with my fellow alumni, Russell Burton, and we're going to have an oral history for posterity, and we'll share that and start that right now. How you doing today, Russell?
Doing fine.
Let's see, would you give us your full name, please?
I'm Russell A. Burton.
And where did you come from when you were at the farm, Russell?
I came from Kansas City, Missouri. It was through the court system. Mm-hmm. I remember that distinctly. What happened was I remember an aunt passed away, and there was supposed to be another aunt watching us, and she never came to watch us. And I don't know if you remember the fountain down at Municipal Auditorium. No. There used to be a fountain where the garage is.
Right? Oh, yeah, I do too.
Yeah. And it was around 2 o'clock in the morning. I was in the fountain getting the coins.
Resourceful.
Yes. And the police came, and of course they couldn't catch me. I was only five. But they were waiting for me at home. So so that was my experience. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long were you out at the farm?
I visited the farm in 1959. You know how they always had that little visit for the weekend, and I loved it. And then I came out, and right after, since it was middle of the school, they wanted to wait until the school year was over. So I came in June of 1960, about then, and I stayed until I graduated, of course, in 1971.
Right.
And then I stayed on after, through college.
Yeah, while you attended college.
I worked out there, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, great. So.
Now, were you one of the house parents out there at one time?
Whenever a house parent had a day off, I would stay that night.
Oh, okay.
Now,
did you come out by yourself or anybody else come with
you?
No,
there was a brother, Franklin, came with me, but he was older. And Frank was already set in his ways. He was 13, and he didn't like it, so he only stayed a few months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was all. Now, 3 or 4 years later, another brother came, Timmy Burton.
Yeah.
And Timmy stayed for about 4 years, and then he went back home.
He didn't stay to graduate?
No.
Oh, okay. Let's see, now, drums attended several high schools. Which high school did you attend?
I went to Truman High School.
Oh.
And it was just a few years after it just opened, if I remember right.
Oh, yeah.
So I was one of the first ones, but graduated in 71.
Oh, okay. Now, did you participate in the school activities or sports?
Oh, yeah. Whatever you could do, you know. You know how that game was. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't carry a note, but I was with the a cappella choir, believe it or not.
Oh.
And I ran track indoor and outdoor. At that time, they had indoor.
Right.
And then played football. So.
Now, did you play for the drum team, the farm teams?
Yes, also.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that helped you get your sweater?
You betcha. Yes.
Okay.
I do have the drum sweater.
Okay. What memories do you have of being in the 4-H and the FFA?
4-H and FFA, I really enjoyed it. Of course, you know, the drum had their own chapters, both in 4-H and FFA. And, of course, you know, since I was so little when I went out, we got to do, you know, woodwork and things like that, and insects. And then when you're in junior high, you got to have, they call the small projects.
Right.
You know, chicken, sheep. And then, of course, in high school for FFA, you got a big project.
Right.
And I always has the, I always took turkeys. So I'd get 25 turkeys and as soon as school was out, little chicks, and then we'd sell them right before Thanksgiving. Done very well.
Well, that's great. I remember Ted had them, and somebody scared him badly. He lost about half of them turkeys because they all piled up in a corner.
Oh, yeah. They're not the smartest animals.
That's
true. They always say if they look up when it's raining, they actually drown. So whenever it started raining, we'd push them in, you know, herd them in. So.
Let's see. Now, do you remember how much you had for an allowance?
Yes, I do. When I was in elementary, I remember we used to get 25 cents every month, and you had to log it in. And then if you took money out of your account, you had to log it out, you know, just like you do at the banks, you know. And I guess that was really good. They taught you how to do your banking.
Right.
And you had to fill out your receipts just like a bank did.
Yeah.
And in junior high, I got $1 a month.
Right.
And then in high school, we got $3 a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, do you remember, did they ever take you downtown to the bank that the farm used?
Right before Christmas.
Yeah. That just flashed up in my mind.
Agreed. Yeah. What was that, the First Federal? First?
Probably First National.
First National, that's what it was. First. And gorgeous somehow, bank.
Yeah. I can't help but feel like it was tied to Drum's friends who were all big men in the banking industry.
If I remember right, there was one of them on the board that worked there that would always come down. And
Yeah.
If I remember right.
Let me see. Meade McClure was on the board, the very first board, and Swinney later, and he was also in the banking business. So, yeah. Had a big influence.
Yeah. You always had your savings account book.
Yeah. Lord knows where that is. Which chore was your favorite?
I loved milking the cows. I really enjoyed it. I didn't mind, you know.
No, I
especially
didn't.
In the winter months, you snuggle up to her.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much heat a cow would put out. But anyway.
But then your least favorite?
Cleaning the chicken coops.
Mm.
God, I hate it. I don't know why. I didn't mind collecting the eggs, but every morning, scrape that, take it out.
And were you involved in any of the building construction when you were out there?
Yes, I was. The first one was the addition to the office building. I was on that. I was probably in early junior high. Could have been elementary, but it would have been later. But
you were getting part of that OJT.
Yes. And then, of course, the high school dorm, and I got to go in that. I would say that would probably be true. The office was, I was in elementary.
Right.
And then I was in junior high when they built the high school dorm, the older boys' dorm, because I lived in that when I was in high school. The last 3 years.
Upstairs in that one room?
No. It was the first building off on your left when you come into the complex.
Right.
That was called the high school dorm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was that new building.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then actually the dining hall opening celebration was my graduation day.
Oh, wow.
That was the first time we used it was our graduation. John Gullett was the only other one in my class.
Oh, right.
And that was our ceremony was the graduation, too.
Wow. Yeah, that was a big occasion.
Yeah.
Let's see now. What kind of entertainment do you had at Drum? Limited?
Well, yeah. There was always enough boys to play any sport you wanted to.
Granted. Yeah.
I mean, during the summer months, get your ball and glove, let's go down and play. I mean,
right.
And of course, I don't know, when I was there, Miss Andrews or even Miss Tate in the junior high, even when you were off on the Saturdays, you know, weekends,
right,
you weren't in the dorms.
Oh, no, no.
Get out. So,
yeah.
So we always play. And then, of course, the gym.
Right, yeah.
So there's always enough sports activity.
Yeah, I remember there, if there wasn't enough for teams, you were still out practicing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah. Agreed.
And see, now, did you have any personal vacations, or what about the drum trips?
Personal, we always, that was one thing I could always be proud of, that my mom, you know, the first Sunday was Visitor Sunday.
Right.
My mom, I could probably count on one hand out of all the years I was there that she would miss. But Grandma would come, or,
oh, great. Yeah.
So there was always someone. And
yeah.
And then the summer vacations, of course, they had a place at Lake the Ozarks.
So oh, your family always, did?
Yeah.
Oh, so, great.
So I'd always, we'd head down there to the cabin and stay there. And then, of course, you know, for the farm, there were so many up to Lake Carlos.
Yeah, I got to the point where I didn't really appreciate that. All those mosquitoes. And not being a fisherman, nah, I didn't. I got to the point where I would avoid that one.
Really?
Yeah.
And then only one time when I was out the out of Drum that we went to Colorado.
Hmm.
And I was in the junior high at that time.
Right.
That was different. I remember just being so cold.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. Know,
up there. And then also, I was in Boy Scouts, so I got to go to scout camp. I went down to Osceola when I was out at the farm, too. So.
Well, that's always a good experience.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. And apparently I went down about six times.
When
I was
Like having two vacations.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Actually, three for me, you know, with scouts and, you know, with going to the Lake the Ozarks and then to the camping trip.
Right.
And then that was my first job when I graduated from Drum. I was on staff down at Osceola.
Oh, great.
Yeah. All summer, so.
Yeah, a real smooth transition.
Yes.
Now, did you develop any job skills while you were out at the farm?
My whole family says I'm just a all-around handyman. I mean, it was just, you know how we always did everything.
Oh, sure.
Know, carpentry, electrical, Mr. B even had me working on the old phone systems out there. Remember that?
Oh, the old crank.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anytime there was a problem, he'd call, you know, send me up there.
Yeah.
Learn how to do that, you know. It was always just, and then you knew about farming. And
right.
It's just, it's amazing all the wealth of information.
The thing that I found very interesting is as you age, you think, you know, why didn't I do this or why didn't I learn that? Because you realize that you passed up a great opportunity.
Yeah.
Learned electrical skills, machining skills. Yeah.
And, you know, for me, actually my education, I was my degree was secondary education.
Mm.
But I only taught for 1 year.
Right.
And then I went to, it was called the mechanical trades, plumbing and HVAC.
Right.
So I did actually, you know.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of our most successful people are guys in the trades, particularly now.
Yeah.
Let's see now. Oh, and did you get any hobbies while you were out there?
Oh, I.
Or would you consider those job skills kind of hobbies?
I was always, I just loved sports, mm-hmm. you know, since we always played sports.
And, oh, yeah.
Do you remember the picture where Mr. Brown had, it had to be back in, it had to be actually 1960,
mm-hmm.
because I was the second one from the smallest on the end.
Yeah,
in the gym.
Yeah, stair-stepped up.
Yeah.
Right.
I was the...
And he was like that on there next to the small ones,
yeah,
too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I just love sports.
Well, that was great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Took up a lot of time, kept you active.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, great. And the thing I thought was great about it is when you're out there with all those guys, you learned one of the biggest things that you could get, which was how to get along with people.
Play well with others.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, tremendous. Yeah. Let me see now. Tell me again, what year did you graduate?
I graduated in 1971, of course, from Truman Ann from the farm.
Right. And how old were you?
I was 18 years old at that time.
Okay. And right now, how old are you?
I'm 59.
59. Oh, you're just a youngster.
Quick.
Yeah. Now, did you go to college or get some trade school?
Yes. When we graduated from the farm, I went down to scout camp, came mm-hmm. back from camp, and started my first. I went to the residence center, and I lived up in the we call it the alumni apartments.
Right.
They weren't apartments. It was just a one room bedroom.
Yeah, that's what I remember. Yeah, one room.
It was just one room, but I was always so thankful. You know, Mr. B mm-hmm. helped me. It wasn't until years later that I'm just going to go ahead and say this. Of course, none of us had any
much.
Money.
Yeah,
never.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Berkmar told me that there was a little fund that would help pay for your college.
Mm, good.
And he told me that there were some stipulations. The stipulations was that I had to give at least 8 hours a week work to the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at that time, you mostly ran boys to the doctors or to sports events
right.
or to scouts or, you know, yeah. so, and that was easy to do.
Sure.
So I was thinking, well, I have college. I got a room and board, actually, because
mm-hmm.
you go over and eat with Miss Lozelle, you know.
Right.
And, I thought I had it made, and come to find out that Mr. Berkmar paid for that.
I'll be darned.
Out of his pocket.
I'll be darned.
My 4 years of college.
Mm.
So I was very grateful.
Oh, yeah.
And
great opportunity.
Yeah.
Now, you know, a lot of the guys think that the farm could have better prepared them for life after graduation. Do you have any opinion on that?
For me personally, you know, I was there for almost 11 years before I graduated.
Right.
So, for me, I had, I don't think it could prepare me enough, because, you know, I had enough. What do you call it? Instinct on you know, when you went to college, you know, you had to do
right.
you had to do well, and then 1 year later the draft was on. I got drafted,
right,
and I joined the Air Force Reserves at that time. 1 year later, left for 1 year for all my training,
right,
and came back. But the military was a piece of cake. I mean,
not
compared
much
to
not compared to drum.
I mean, it was just no.
And I can remember Mr. Berkmar saying, you know, that the guys from the farm who went in the service didn't have much of a transition to make because it was almost second-handed.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you get up, you make a bed, you stand in line, and you go eat, stand in line.
Yeah.
I was no different.
The only difference was standing in line, whereas you were sitting at the table.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. But, you know, some the guys that I've heard that disagree with you and I is that they didn't have that instinct and they didn't take advantage of some of the opportunities.
I agree.
So, you know, that's.
I agree.
So it's just a matter of opinion.
Agreed.
Now, you said you are a veteran, right?
That is correct.
And what service were you in?
I was in the United States Air Force Reserves.
Okay. And you served for a while.
I served for 29 years in the reserves.
Good.
Went to, I had two activations, one
for
Vietnam and
right.
one for Desert Storm. Always on the C-130s. I was a loadmaster. I stayed enlisted, even though I had a degree. I loved my job.
You weren't interested in climbing the ranks?
Mm. No.
No.
And I did climb the ranks as the... as a chief master sergeant, which is
right.
the highest rank.
Yeah,
NCO. I had very, very good career in the Air Force Reserves.
That's great.
Went all over the world.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
I never had a summer tour in the States. Never.
So. Wow.
But anyway.
All the time I was in, all I got to see was Texas. And what of all the things that you've learned out of Drum, what would you consider the most valuable?
Finish what you start. Always help your brother. It doesn't matter if you're in scouts or for work or what you're doing. You know, people need help, and it pays off. I truly believe that.
Oh, definitely.
I truly believe that. And hard work and hard play. It was like in the military. We had such long days, such long flights, but we played hard too.
Right.
So, but that was the. I think that's the most there.
And see. Now, so what? So you. So what was your profession?
I finished my degree in education, taught for 1 year.
Right.
And then, you know, how you have your summers off.
Right.
My first summer off, I went to the reserves and I flew. I went to Europe twice. I went to Australia once.
Oh, wow.
Went to Japan. And my wife says, "You're not doing that again next year." So the next year, I worked at a construction site. I was actually a timekeeper. And unfortunately, I got paid more as a timekeeper than I did as a high school teacher. And I stayed with that company. Yeah, I missed it, but pay sometimes overtakes. But I had a very, very good career in the mechanical trades. And I, at that time, to become a project manager, you had to go through the trades.
Your way through it.
Yeah, oh yeah. You had to work your way up. So I actually went through the plumbing. Went through the plumber's trade.
Right.
Worked my way up as a foreman, superintendent, project engineer, and project manager.
Great.
So yeah. I had 33 years in that trade, and I'm retired now from that.
Wow.
So.
And you retired from the service then, too?
Retired from the service. Just go ahead and lead into the most of my life I had three jobs. 29 years I was in the Air Force Reserves.
Right.
33 years as a plumber or in construction. And
right.
Then also after I went to the training center, I taught for 22 years at night. For 22 years.
Wow.
And I'm still on the JEC, they call it, the Joint Apprenticeship Committee.
Oh, okay.
They're the ones that makes the rules for it. Right. So I'm still on the committee, even though I'm retired. And so
is that affiliated with the Independent School District? Or
no, it's actually affiliated with the Plumbers Local 8, Plumbers Local Union 8.
Oh, okay. So a union affiliation.
Yes,
okay.
Correct.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Now, you've had a wide assortment of accomplishments. Which ones stand out and make you the most proud?
I have always been proud that I graduated from Drum Farm. I've always said that. Proud that I graduated from Truman High School.
Sure.
You know, with the alumni there. Always proud that I was an Eagle Scout. And, you know, even in my resume, the highest rank in the Air Force as a chief master, I put that on my resume too.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, and it's amazing how. And then making chief master sergeant, that's such a low percentage and such a high to make chief.
Yeah.
I was very proud of that and my family.
Oh, sure.
So.
Yeah, I know when I got out of the service, they had just restructured high end of the enlisted to senior and chief master. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's difficult to get to that level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I see here where we're talking about any funny stories or humor stories about life out at the farm. Can you limit yourself to,
yeah,
to one or two?
I'm just going to limit to two. I always used to, do you remember the road that went up to Mr. Berkmeyer's house or Mr. Nelson's house?
Oh, on the hill. Right.
On the hill. Right. And then you went across that little bitty bridge.
Right.
I mean, it is narrow, mm-hmm. even with you. And I used to love hay rides, you know how they were at night. And
oh, yeah.
You'd jump off and on, and then we'd have somebody act like you was jumping off, and they'd jump off behind you mm-hmm. in the creek until one day one boy broke his leg.
Oh!
Yeah, it wasn't so funny then.
No,
but
no.
Anyway, and then the other time was whenever new boys came out to the farm, you knew where all the wasp nests were.
True.
So you had a handful of pebbles, and you'd be walking by, and then we'd throw the rocks in the bushes, and you'd take off running, and they'd be standing there, and then here they come. I guess that's kind of mean, too. But they learn how to do that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, initiation.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway.
What words of advice would you like to share from your life of experiences?
I think honor and proud.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the two.
And that would be honor your...
Whatever it is. Honor your whatever you believe in, whatever you do it right, do it ethically, do it with honor.
Right. Yeah, and that would lead to the other, the proud, because
correct.
If you honor everything, you are proud of what you've got done.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I know some of the guys I talk to, you know, that they say the work ethic was a big thing to them. So, yeah. What have you done that no one could guess that you might have done?
Succeeded as far as I did from mm-hmm. being a... living down at the housing projects, that's actually what they were down, the housing projects, that would be around 2nd in Missouri, down in that area was the housing projects.
Oh, yeah.
Before.
Yeah. You might say the north bottoms of Kansas City.
North, yeah, correct.
Yeah.
That I think, I'm not trying to be conceited or anything, I think I've done very well for myself and my family.
Right.
Very happy and succeeded in as far
right.
as I have, you know, for living in that type of an environment when I was
right.
so young.
Right.
And none of my other family has. And
mm. Right. The thing that I kind of see is that a lot of the guys felt like you had to prove to people that you could do. And most of us have done well. Mm-hmm. You know, we're still middle class people, but
correct. Agreed.
We've moved up and we're proud of what we've accomplished.
Correct. Agreed.
And I know when we have our school reunions, I feel like people look at us and say, I would have never thought they'd come this far. And some of them act that way too.
Agreed.
But anyway, it's amazing what happens. What's the one thing that you would like people to remember about you?
That I was an honorable man. You know, how you always heard, you know, the person before Mr. Berkmeyer, Mr. Nelson, how he was such a
right.
honorable man. And,
right.
of course, Mr. Berkmeyer, mm-hmm. Mr. Drum, and there's so many other boys that have, you know, that were honorable. That
right.
Hopefully I can be with...
Stand among them.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Well, that's great. Is there anything else you'd like to add that we might not have covered, Russell?
No, like I said, I was very proud that I think I was very fortunate. You wonder who looks after you, you
mm-hmm.
know, why was I chosen? I mean, I was proud that I was,
right.
But and picked, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because, you know, there is so many boys that need homes, good homes,
yeah.
and And I was fortunate that I was one of them to be picked.
Right. And I think the other thing is that you were blessed with a certain amount of intelligence and intellect to be able to make the right pick choices. And I think that helps a lot of us get through life. Just having enough common sense to know which choice to make.
Agreed. So. And they influenced us to make the right choices.
That's right. Yeah, we definitely had great role models to follow.
Agreed.
So.
Yeah.
Well, that's the conclusion of this interview, and thank everybody for listening.